This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The family of a man who died on I-25 after being tased by a Larimer County Sheriff's deputy is suing the county. They say their son's death was preventable. Brent Thompson died after running from deputies during a traffic stop. He ran onto the highway where deputies tased him. Thompson fell into oncoming traffic and was killed by an SUV. His mother, Karen K. Thompson, hopes this improves training for law enforcement.
Well, I think number one, maybe not tase someone in the middle of an interstate. That might be should be in the training manual.
The Larimer County District Attorney decided not to file charges against the deputy in Thompson's death. Douglas County's Board of Commissioners formally unveiled litigation targeting the state's immigration laws on Monday. State law prohibits local law enforcement officials from arresting an individual based on their immigration status and prevents them from sharing status with federal officials. Here's DUGCO Commissioner George Teal, who says those laws violate the state constitution.
We see it as the duty of the county to push back against these state laws that prohibit us from working with federal authorities to keep Douglas County and our communities safe.
Teal said more counties have inquired about joining the lawsuit, but only El Paso County has taken formal action to become plaintiffs. After winning the college hockey national championship last weekend, University of Denver coach David Carl is jumping right into next season.
We also went to the program and everybody to turn our attention toward next season. As crazy as that sounds in trying to win our 11th championship, we want to be perennial contenders year in and year out. And so you have to be able to go from 2 feet elevation to 50,000 feet elevation within a given day or hour.
The Pioneers won their 10th national championship, the most in NCAA history. This is CPR News and KRCC.